For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Gwadnin, and I've got your morning headlines for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. An Idaho Falls man is suspected of starting a house fire in which he was the victim. According to East Idaho News, Talissa Larson and Wayne Nieslin were in the basement of an Idaho Falls home when it caught on fire in July 2020. At the hospital, Larson reportedly told hospital staff that Nieslin and her had gotten into a fight and that he had poured gasoline on her. An insurance investigator reportedly told police that the fire had originated in a basement bedroom of the home. Officials spoke to Nieslin months after the situation, and he had supposedly admitted that he and Larson had gotten into a fight, but that he couldn't remember what it was about. Nieslin was booked into jail in February and was released on bond March 3rd. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for March 16th. The first bear of 2022 has been spotted in Yellowstone. According to East Idaho News, the first sighting happened on March 7th. Park officials say that male grizzlies leave hibernation in early March, while females and their cubs emerge in April and May. They warn that when the bears come out, they are hungry and begin looking for food. Authorities remind parkgoers of the importance of preparing for a bear encounter. They encourage visitors to stay alert, carry bear spray, and not to run if you encounter the animal. To see more about bear safety, go online to nps.gov/yell. The fate of proposed school bonds have been decided. According to East Idaho News, the $80 million bond that was proposed for Jefferson County School District 251 was rejected by voters. Unofficial results show that the bond garnered 41% of votes, short of the 66% needed to pass. In the Madison School District, the $25.5 million bond proposed did pass. The bond barely passed with just about 67% of the vote. Bonds in Idaho Falls School District 91 and Shelley School District 60 also passed in their respective elections. For further election results, you can visit the Idaho Secretary of State's website. The Ammons Art Community Theater is kicking off the 2022 season this week. East Idaho News reports that the theater will start with The Importance of Being Earnest at Thunder Ridge High School in Idaho Falls. This is the first of three different shows that the theater will be putting on in 2022. The director describes the play as a trivial comedy for serious people. Showings are planned for March 10th, 11th, 12th, and 14th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $12. For more information, you can visit ammonartsct.com. These have been your morning headlines for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. Thanks again for listening. I'm Chandler Gwadnin. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.